Hi, everybody. This is Peretz P. Eichler with a Pesach edition of Smilestones. A good friend of mine told me about a rabbi that had moved to Australia, and he had taken a drive with his wife out to the wilds of the Australian outback to kind of view and explore the territory there. And in the middle of this virtually barren midbar, nowhere land, no man's land except for some aborigines, they discovered, of all things, a cemetery. Now, the rabbi wanted to go in, as was his custom, to see if there were any Jewish names on the headstones. His wife was reluctant. After all, why would any Jew choose to be buried in such a remote area? Nonetheless, they walked through the rows upon rows of matzevas, of headstones, not finding a remotely Jewish-sounding name. They stopped in their tracks and beheld something really strange. In front of them was a matzeva, a headstone, with what looked like something written in Hebrew inscribed on the stone. Astonished, the rabbi tried to decipher the letters and then realized it was Hebrew, upside down and backwards, but Hebrew, and it formed the words, of all things, kosher LePesach, kosher LePesach, upside down and backwards. What in the world was going on here? Quickly, he recorded the name of the person that was buried there and told his wife that they wanted to immediately get back to Melbourne, and they would scan the Melbourne and Sydney phone books in search of a name of a family, perhaps, with the very same name, and maybe find out what this was all about. Well, amazingly, they found the very same last name in the directory, and they called. And when they called, a woman answered the phone. And then the rabbi began to ask her if it was okay to ask her about this matzeva, if it was somebody who she knew. Amazingly, she said that she did know who the person was. In fact, responding to the rabbi's query, said that it was her late husband, who had been buried in the remote cemetery. He enjoyed the outback and its rurality and its primitiveness, its kind of lonely, setback out of the way solemnity, and he enjoyed it. And she thought it a fitting place for his grave to be laid to rest there. And what about the Hebrew writing? Well, she explained that she herself was not Jewish and that her late husband was not religious at all, except that when this holiday of Passover came, he made her clean the house and rid it of all bread and leavened products, and he himself would only eat some crackers that came in a special box with these letters on it. And she thought it would be a fitting tribute to her late husband to have the letters from the box imprinted on the headstone. The rabbi immediately understood. The monument makers didn't read Hebrew and simply put it on without knowing the proper placement of the words, and hence upside down and backwards. Boldly but gently, the rabbi suggested that since this was obviously something very important to her husband, that being buried in a Jewish cemetery might be as well. He offered to pay all the expenses and to handle the transfer and the reburial for the kura. And the woman readily agreed. The body was exhumed to a Jewish cemetery. So what do matzah and matzeva have in common? Well, perhaps despite all else, the love of one mitzvah, acknowledging the distinction from the nations of the world and the desire, the strong desire, to be part of Klal Yisrael, no matter how distant one might be, might just merit, might be a skus for someone to be brought back into the community of Klal Yisrael, even after death. This is Peretz Baruch Eichler for Smilestones.